And right now we are going to the phones where we're joined by Carolyn Fox from Mobile Meals here to talk about their Whip It Up International Food Event.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Well, Carolyn, first of all, before you tell us about the Whip It Up International Food Event, of course, you're with Mobile Meals of Toledo. Let folks know about Mobile Meals.
Mobile Meals is a home-delivered meal program. We feed about 500 people a day in our own community. Most of them people that just can't do their own cooking anymore. They can't get to the store. They can't physically stand to prepare the meals. They have special dietary needs, health issues. So we have wonderful volunteers that go out and deliver our meals to our clients. And not only is it food, it's also a well check, a safety check, a how are you, hello. You know, just sometimes that's the only person they see are our volunteers. So it really is a touching experience to deliver mobile meals. And the Whip It Up International supports our Weekender program. So we feed about 1,500 school children a week. Every Friday they get a shelf-stable bag of food that sustains their nutrition through the weekend. This program's totally grant-supported, donor-supported. So we always look for funds to support this program. But, you know, it's shocking to know that there's children in our own community that are going hungry on the weekends.
Yeah, because they're reliant on those school meals that they get, the breakfast and lunches and stuff.
Absolutely. And then weekends, they just kind of flounder. Like, yeah, I mean, they have some food, but I don't think the schools were finding that they were really hungry when they came in on Monday morning, unable to concentrate to learn. They get their breakfast, they'd want seconds. They're just hungry over the weekend. So this program just takes a little edge off of that for them. It's healthy snacks, 100% fruit juice, you know, whole grain granola bars, raisins, that type of thing, just to kind of stay in their bellies until they get back to school on Monday.
Well, can you tell us a little bit more, dig a little deeper on what your volunteers see and what they experience when they go out on the weekends with this?
Well, we just kicked off a new program for our volunteers for our meal program that we're also monitoring, like, change of condition now so that we can follow up right away if something is just not right and sometimes it's an improvement, which we love to see. It's not always a negative. So we're tracking that more closely now so that we can do a quicker follow-up and make sure that our clients are in safe environments, you know, stable on their feet, you know, look healthy. You know, there's all kinds of scenarios out there, and some people really have no one else checking on them. So we're kind of the eyes and ears of our volunteers are eyes and ears on our clients, and they become friends, and the clients look forward to seeing certain volunteers, and they look forward to seeing the clients. And when a client's not on their route anymore, they get all worried, you know, does something happen to them? And sometimes they just change routes. It's not always a bad thing. But, you know, I mean, these are vulnerable people in our community that really need someone just to kind of keep an eye on them. So that's kind of what we're trying to do more of than we used to. You know, we always looked, you know, checked, but now it's more of a deeper kind of, now we're following up and making sure that everyone's safe in their own homes and looking okay and doing okay. So it's just kind of another little service that we're offering.
Do you need some more help with volunteers?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. And it's a really easy ask. I mean, it's twice a month, typically. You can do it once a month if that's all the time you have. It takes about an hour to do our training. You have to come to our office and do an orientation, and then you get assigned a route that is near where you live or work, and it's usually twice a month, like the second and fourth Wednesday or the first, third, and fifth Friday, or, you know, it could be however your schedule allows. And typically, there could be anywhere from 4 to 14 people on a route, so it depends on what side of town, you know, depending on the demand in that area. But it really is a rewarding experience, and I think our volunteers really do enjoy it. I think when they go into it, they don't realize how they're going to be affected as well. So it's kind of cool.
And the Whip It Up International Food Event is coming up to help support that Weekender program that's helping feed our school children over the weekend. And so what is going to happen at the Whip It Up International Food Event?
Owens, it's at Heritage Hall off of D Street on the campus. And what it is that we work with Penta Culinary students and Owens Culinary students, and they create international foods. So it's small plates of international foods. We have 10 tables. It really is a lot of food if you think about 10 small plates of international. Well, one table is desserts, but it's a great experience for the students to learn how to, you know, prepare a table, pick a theme, make the food, decorate, serve the public, you know, kind of talk about their food. It's kind of an educational experience for the students. And I kind of look at it as students feeding students in their own community. I mean, these are children that students, I guess I should say children, but they're going to go forth and be chefs and cooks in our own area. And what a great way to show them philanthropy, that it's important to give back to your community and help, you know, feed other people. And it's a learning experience for these students, and they really do it. I think they enjoy it most of the time. And we also have international entertainment. We have four dancing groups are going to be there, Mexican, Indian, belly dancers, Irish. And it's just a real kind of casual, come in your blue jeans, tickets at the door. It's $50 per person, but if you buy two, it's $75, so you get half off the second ticket. And it really is, I mean, this is our second time. We did it in 2017, so this is our second event. It's a fun evening. We have all kinds of international food baskets that we're going to do at Chinese auctions that you can win, and some Kalfalan items, and it's just going to be quick, 6 to 9, fun. Come out and eat on a Friday night and have some fun, listen to some entertainment, and
probably get to try a lot of new foods you might not normally try.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they sound amazing. I know that the chef from Owens is doing, I think he's doing a kielbasa with his mom's Hungarian sweet and sour cabbage slaw on it. And it's like his specialty and all kinds of things like that. It's really fun. And if you love to explore new options, food they're doing Brazil, Jamaica, Ireland, Polish. I mean, it's quite the potpourri of foods.
So not the one where they eat bugs and insects.
No, we do all extreme. Just real food. Yes. And I know the chef at Penta has been bringing people in to teach the students how to cook these international foods. So that's right there, a whole learning experience for them to have these people come in and teach them how to make these dishes. So it's a great experience for them, too. They're great partners with Mobile Meals. They help us with a lot of our events, and I couldn't ask for better people to work with.
All right. Well, what do people need to do if they want to come to this event tomorrow night?
Well, they can go to mobilemeals.org/WIP to buy tickets online, or we are going to have tickets at the door.
All right. So nice and easy.
Yeah, very easy. We want to make it a casual, fun, you know, like I said, just come out and relax, you know, have a beverage, have a, you know, some ethnic food and watch some tremendous local talent in these dancers. It is really, it's fun to watch.
Is it more of a open house format where you can come anytime, or do you need to be there at the beginning and it's a
scheduled
program?
Oh, you can come anytime. The entertainment starts at 6:15, and it's every half hour through 8 o'clock. So, you know, if you want to see the dancers, you need to be there by, you know, 6:15. But we do have the four dance groups, so it is spread out throughout the evening, so... We really welcome the support to support the program for the weekend. Or feeding kids in our community is so important, and we try every way we can to raise some money to keep feeding those kids. So we go to eight schools, six Toledo public, kind of the most poverty stricken, and a couple of the parochial schools. So.
And Carolyn, if folks just want more information about Mobile Meals in general, or maybe become a volunteer, how can they get some more information?
Well, they can go to our website at mobilemeals.org, or they could definitely give us a call at 419-255-7806.
Carolyn, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's always fun talking with you.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Jeff.